This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. I want to know if someone gives divorce to his wife and does not know she was in the state of menses, does divorce occur? My name is Mukarram. I'm an IT professional from London, UK. First, let us understand regarding divorce in the state of menses. Is it permitted or no? The scholars, they say that a husband, if he knows that his wife is in the state of menses, he should not give divorce. And if a husband gives divorce to his wife while she's in the state of menses, and he's aware of this, then he is committing a sin. So the husband should see to that he does not give divorce in the state of menses. And this kind of divorce, it is called as talaq bid'i. That is not as per the sunnah of our Lord Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In order to do the correct talaq, the talaq sunni, as per the sunnah of our Lord Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the scholars they say, fi tuhrin lam yujami'aha fi, that while she is in the state of purity and he has not had sexual intercourse with her. Now, as far as giving talaq in the state of menses is concerned, the scholars, they have differed upon this into two opinions. The first group of scholars, and this is the majority of scholars, including the four madahib, the Hanfi school of thought, the Shafi school of thought, the Hanbali school of thought, as well as the Maliki school of thought, they say that talaq in the state of menses, it does occur. So if talaq is given in the state of menses, it does occur. And they based on various evidences, including the verse of the glorious Quran, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, that if he divorces, that is the husband divorces his wife, so it is not permitted for him to marry her, referring to the third talaq. If he divorces her for the third time, then until she marries another man, and if due to certain circumstances that marriage does not work out and that man divorces her, then she can marry the first husband. So in this verse of the glorious Quran, it is talking about talaq. And it does not specify whether it is in the state of menses or whether it is in the state of purity. And there is no hadith of beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which says that you cannot, that talaq does not occur when in the state of menses. And there's another hadith of beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, wherein the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was informed regarding a person who gave talaq to his wife while she was in the state of menses. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that go to him and tell him to return back to his wife, which is called as ruja'a. And ruja'a is normally done after talaq takes place. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that go and tell this person that this talaq, it will be considered as one talaq. So if talaq does not occur in the state of menses, why would the Prophet, peace be upon him, say that this would be considered as one talaq? The second group of scholars, they say, and this is one of the, and this is the opinion of Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, he says that as far as this issue is concerned, there is difference of opinion. And Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, he says that if the husband does not know that the woman was in the state of menses, then the talaq does occur. But if he knows she was in the state of menses and he gives a talaq, then talaq does not occur. So if he does not know that she is in the state of menses, so as per Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, he says that talaq does not occur. But as I mentioned, the majority of the scholars, the four madahib, they say that generally, if talaq is given in the state of menses, it does occur. The talaq does take place. But a husband should see to it that he does not give talaq to his wife while she is in the state of menses. This is not as per the teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And if he's aware that she is in the state of menses and yet he gives talaq, then he's sinful. So this should be avoided. I hope that answers your question.